Hello and welcome to The Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're building, buying, or designing your next project, we got you covered here at The Home Building Hero. Coming to you live today from the Pella Windows and Doors Studio of Wisconsin. Hi, I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Home Building Hero. And if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Today's topic, the top 10 largest single family home markets by permit. All right, guys, we're going to talk about the 2020 housing market a little more. We're going to dive a little deeper into the permit data. And I want to share some reporting and some information that I got because I think it's just interesting. It's interesting news. What markets are permitting the most homes? So we can talk overall about home sales, and that would encompass existing homes, would encompass new homes. But I'm more interested in diving into just the new construction. So out of the whole United States of America, what are the 10 cities that are pulling the most new home permits? That's interesting to me because I have some suspicions as to some of the main areas, but I wanted to share this with you because it's interesting. It's interesting because these bigger markets, obviously, if they're pulling a lot of permits, those can greatly shape the overall permit data, for the rest of the country, because you have some bigger areas, you know, if they have a big increase, they can definitely move the needle on that home construction. So let's go through this list. I'm going to start at number 10 and work my way up to the number one largest market for new homes. And again, this is all by permit. So they calculate permit data and it's from 2020. It just runs through November of 2020, not any later than that. So we are missing a little bit of December, but this will definitely give us a good snapshot, if you will, of some of the largest markets in the country. All right, here we go. Coming in at number 10, we have Washington, Arlington, Alexandria, Washington, D.C., okay? So our nation's capital comes in at number 10 for permits in their market, and they pulled a little over 12,250 permits in the year 2020, and they are up 5% from 2019. So they've had a gain and pulled them up and they made the list. So that's obviously a very large city. There's always things happening there. There's a lot of stable employment being around the capital. Any government city usually does have very strong employment and a lot of job opportunities and also a lot of people coming and going too, for that matter, because you know you have politicians getting elected and resigning and you know new people running. So there's always new people coming in with their teams. And so that makes a lot of sense. All right. The number nine largest market for permits for new homes in 2020 is Nashville, Davidson, and Franklin, Tennessee area. So Tennessee coming in at number nine, just slightly above the DC area, coming in with 12,760 permits roughly. They've seen a 3% increase over the previous year. So that's another positive sign that the housing market is strong and the new construction market is strong to see increases in several areas. So we've got our nation's capital. Now we're moving a little bit further down south to Tennessee, and they also are doing very well with their housing market.
Happy clients. More profits, less stress. That's a trifecta of the construction business. We all want that, right? Well, after working and talking with hundreds of home builders and remodelers over the past 2 years, BuildBook has discovered the one common ingredient that determines the success of your construction business, the client experience. And we're not talking about just during a project. A client's experience goes from their first impression to their final payment and everything in between. And if you drop the ball anywhere in that journey, things can get super messy, super quick. BuildBook has developed the first-of-its-kind platform that focuses on helping you deliver throughout the client journey, the one thing standing between you and achieving the trifecta of construction. It starts with marketing tools to attract the right leads. Add in sales tools so you can win the best projects. And finish with project tools that knock your client's socks off. Marketing, sales, and project tools all rolled into one simple yet powerful platform designed to give you and your business an unfair advantage. If you're looking for happier clients, more profits, and less stress, head on over to buildbook.co now and try it for free yourself. That's buildbook.co. And if you let them know you heard about them on the Home Building Hero podcast, they'll send you a free swag pack.
All right, clocking in at number eight, eighth largest single family permit market is the Orlando, Kissimmee, Sanford area of Florida. And this one doesn't surprise me. I think Florida is obviously a big growth spot for a lot of reasons. They clocked out 14,169 permits in 2020 through November, also saw a 3% increase. So still very strong market there. Obviously, a desire to be around that Orlando area, a lot of entertainment in that area, warm weather, abundance of different opportunities there as well. Obviously, lots of land. You're close, hour away from beaches and different things like that. So that makes a lot of sense. All right. Not traveling very far at number seven is Tampa, St. Petersburg, Clearwater, Florida. And that is another growing market, 14,629 permits. So very close to the Orlando market. But again, you're moving a little further south. You're getting a little bit closer to the Gulf side of Florida there. You should have decent weather and a 7% increase in permits. So we're seeing a lot of growth there. People moving down south, moving to Florida for a lot of reasons. You have the weather, of course. You have no state income taxes. You also have, they've actually been pretty good about controlling the coronavirus down there. And they've been a state that has had fairly limited regulations compared to some other states for masks and social distancing and things like that. So people are starting to flock down there for those reasons. So no surprise that that's on the list. All right, next on the list is Orlando. We already did Orlando. Charlotte, Concord, and Gastonia, North Carolina, South Carolina is next on the list with nearly 16,400 permits. This isn't the impressive number. The impressive number is that they've had an 18% gain in building permits in over the past year. 18%, that's a huge number. And I have a little bit of intel, not a lot, but basically North Carolina has become a state that's been attractive to younger people. And they're really focused on housing affordability. They're trying to do a lot of things to attract younger people to their cities. And they have a lot of regulations to allow for smaller homes, smaller lots. They're trying to make development a lot easier. And I think you're seeing why. You're seeing a huge growth there because they're making it happen. And anyone that says that the government can't fix affordable housing, this is a shining example of what you can do in that market, because there is a lot of opportunity if you allow and create the environment that will allow for smaller, more affordable housing. And that's a big part of what's going on over there. Of course, you are on that coastal area as well. So, that certainly is helpful. It's friendly people. It's a beautiful part of the country. And, no shock why that's another strong housing market in the United States. All right. Clocking in at number five, fifth largest number of permits in the United States, Austin and Round Rock area of Texas, coming in at 19,375 permits in 2020. And they've shown a 16% increase. That is another big number, 16%. And again, similar things. You've got down in Texas, you've got a fairly decent tax situation. You have nice weather, and it's affordable. you have a lot of factors why it's affordable down there. Also, Austin is another very progressive city for affordable housing. They actually, instead of having minimum lot sizes, they have maximum lot sizes. And so what that does is that pushes people down. So instead of saying, you know, you can have, you have to have an acre size lot, well, you're only allowed to have a 40, a 50, or a 60 foot wide lot in Austin. And all of a sudden that automatically demands that the houses become smaller. And then that, of course, produces a more affordable housing market. And they've done that and they've been extremely successful on it. And as you can see, 19,000 permits plus a 16% increase. The proof is in the pudding there. They're doing phenomenally well down there and they are building a tremendous amount of homes in Austin area. All right, number four on the list for most permits in the United States. Not really a big surprise to me, but you have Atlanta, Sandy Springs, Roswell, Georgia. Atlanta is always a big growth city. There's a lot of corporations there. It's a huge city. Heck, the freeway's got 7-8 lanes going into the city. There's a lot of infrastructure that is built there. It's definitely got a big airport hub. And so it is a very desirable place because, again, you have decent weather. There's some nice culture down there. So Georgia is on the list, and for good reason. They pulled 25,559 permits through November in 2020. It's a 6% increase over the previous year. So, you know, that's impressive when you start to pull that many permits to still have that level of increase. So, again, showing a lot of strength in the market down there. You know, it's crazy down there. I have a relative that lives down in the Georgia area, and it's like every, like, 5 minutes closer you get to Georgia, the cost of the homes just shoots up. And, you know, there's a lot of people that commute down there. And my brother-in-law, for example, he used to have like an hour commute and he had a beautiful house and it was like $300,000. He ended up getting a smaller home and moving closer in and spending, you know, even more money on it. But, you know, it shaved like 10 minutes off his commute because he had like an hour commute every day. So, you know, it's just crazy the amount of volume of people down there. So good to see that market performing well. Again, a lot of bigger corporations down there and, you know, a lot of job opportunities there as well. All right. Number three on the list for the largest single family market by permit is the Phoenix, Mesa, Scottsdale, Arizona market. And again, not a big surprise. This is a big market dominated by national builders. People buy huge tracts of land down there. You can build almost all year round. So it's ripe for building a lot of homes. It's fairly easy to build down there. You have access to a lot of cheap labor. And so you have some affordability things there. And you have warm weather climate. And so it attracts a lot of people, especially a lot of retirees, snowbirds, very popular destination, all those areas. And they pulled 28,376 permits through November. They are up 24%. It's the biggest jump on the list. So people are moving to Arizona. We're also seeing a lot of migration from the West Coast. A lot of people moving from California and all their high taxes and their high real estate costs. And they're moving to Arizona for more affordability. And, you know, it makes sense. There's still good weather. Yeah, you don't have necessarily the oceans and things there, but you have affordability, you have warm weather, you have fairly low taxes in a lot of these areas. So it's a great retirement destination for people. All right. Number two on the list for largest permits, Dallas, Fort Worth, Arlington, Texas. Again, no surprise here. We're seeing a lot of domination here by the southern states. In Texas, they have 39,492 permits in 2020, a 22% increase. So another whopping increase. Dallas is obviously a huge market. The Fort Worth area, Arlington market, very, very strong. And you've got some national builders there. You've got a lot of, you know, cheaper labor, you know, abundance of land, easy area to build in. So you're seeing a lot of construction happening down in those markets. So the increase is what's staggering to me. I expected the, you know, the Texas to be on the list, but, you know, to see a 22% increase is just mind-boggling. So construction, very strong down there. All right. And the number one housing market for permits pulled in 2020 is Houston, the Woodlands and Sugarland area of Texas. So not too far away from Dallas, we've got Houston with 43,458 permits pulled in 2020 through November, an 18% increase over the previous year. And again, people are moving to Texas in droves. They are growing immensely. Again, a lot of the factors we've already talked about, cheap labor, you know, some affordability there. You got a year-round building climate. You've got national builders. So you've got a lot of infrastructure in and ready to go for construction. So pretty interesting stuff, and interesting how some of the markets are growing. You know, if you look overall at a map and you plot these on a map, the majority of these are south. You know, they're the probably the most northern one is obviously Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. If that wasn't the capital, there probably wouldn't be anything. If you split the United States in half, north to south, there probably wouldn't be anything northern above that line. So, you know, it's all southern cities and states because, you know, you have the weather that allows you to build year-round. You know, you have, you know, access to cheaper labor down there and all sorts of things like that, which just causes more housing affordability. So, and of course, people get tired of the climates that we have here in the northern areas of the country as well. And of course, people are flooding away from the West Coast because of costs, taxes, and those kind of things. So people are naturally shifting to the south right now. So very interesting data, and it confirms a lot of things that I've suspected over the years about permits and data and the strongest markets in the country. And these definitely dominate in here in the country. So hopefully you guys found this to be super informative. And of course, if you haven't already, make sure that you check out our website. And if you have questions, shoot me an email, homebuildinghero@yahoo.com. If you have any questions or you have a topic that you would like to hear on the show.
Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Pella Windows and Doors Studio of Wisconsin. I am David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. And before you leave, make sure you hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you very soon.